You're listening to the StudyClicks podcast, your number one source for junior and Leaving Cert tips. We make exams easier.
Welcome to the StudyClicks podcast. This is unlike a podcast we've ever recorded before, because given the times we're living in now, me and Emer aren't in the same room together. It's never happened before, and we didn't think we'd be able to record a podcast, so this is our attempt at recording one over the internet. The sound quality probably won't be as good as you're used to, but we're going to try our best. I'm currently isolating in our home in Cork in Ireland, and Emer is over in Germany.
Yeah, that's right. I'm over here in Munich in Germany. I was over here when this whole thing happened and decided to stay here and self-isolate over in Munich. So yeah, we are not worlds apart, but we are definitely countries apart right now, unfortunately. So it's fine. We're both fine, thankfully. Yeah. But yeah, so we have decided...
I'm sure no one was worried about us. Yeah, I think in all of this, we didn't cross anyone's minds at once. But yeah. We are fine. We are not immunocompromised. Thank God.
Yeah. So
not
obviously,
that I know of anyway.
So obviously, we couldn't record a podcast with each other in person, and we weren't going to because for obvious reasons. But then, a lot of stuff started happening, obviously, and a lot of decisions were made about the exams in Ireland, junior Leaving Cert. So we said, I think it's time to do a podcast over Zoom just to talk about it and try and give some sort of peace of mind to people, or give people the acknowledgement, give people advice on how to overcome the emotions you might be feeling right now, or like to empathize with you. Maybe it might feel nice to hear someone recognize the hard time you're going through. We just want to chat about the times that we're in at the moment. So this is a really kind of once-off podcast. It's not going to be relevant for those listening in 7 months' time or whenever this thing is over.
Yeah, this is going to be a real time capsule of a podcast. It'll be interesting to listen back to in like 10 years' time. I want to start off just by saying that when Emer and I usually do these podcasts and we're giving our advice on, you know, school and exams and the junior cert and the leaving cert, we can say it with like confidence. We can emphasize with the struggle that you're going through, what you're experiencing, because we've been there, we've done that, we've learned mistakes, and we want to share what we've learned so that you don't make the same mistakes. But we're not going to pretend for one second that we know what this is like at all. And I think we can both safely say we've never had to sit our exams in the middle of a global pandemic. And I think that's something you want to hold on to when you might be, and I'm seeing a lot of it on the internet, you might be exposed to the opinions of people, and I feel like everyone has an opinion on the Leaving Cert these days and what they should and shouldn't be doing with it. But I think you need to hold on to that. If someone who isn't doing their exams this year is telling you how you should feel about it, just to know that like they just cannot know what it's like to be in your shoes. Like, everyone knows what it's like to have done the Leaving Cert and how horrible it was, but there's just no imagining what it's like to be a Leaving Cert student right now, this minute.
Yeah, and I think before we get into anything, it's important to acknowledge that you are entitled to feel whatever you do feel about it. Because I think some people might try and vilify you for thinking that it's a good thing that the exam don't go ahead, or the other way around. Everyone has their own opinion on it and thinks that their opinion is right. That's the way people generally think about their opinions. Yeah. But regardless of how you feel about it, you're feelings on it are valid. You know, if these decisions and what's going on affects everyone in a completely different way, and just if you're going online and talking about it, if you're talking to your friends, just try to be compassionate and open-minded about it, and how everyone might feel a bit differently, so how you feel about it mightn't be the same as how everyone else feels about it. And just try to be compassionate
with
one another.
Yeah,
whatever you're feeling is fine.
Yeah, no one can tell you how to feel. And It is so hard to speak on it, because at this moment that we're recording, everything is still so uncertain, because the last government update was that the junior cert would be cancelled with assessments taking place next year or the next school year, and that the leaving cert would be postponed until late July, August, which is so frustrating. I just can't imagine how helpless you'd feel not knowing exactly when, because the whole thing with the COVID-19 is it's not linear. We don't know what's happening with it. Even the people in charge don't know what direction it's going to take. So it's really hard. People are coming and asking us what you think is going to happen, what you think the government are going to do. And it's just, we really have no idea. Even the government doesn't know what's going on.
And I think that's like, it's very easy to point the finger at the government. And I'm not trying to excuse them either, because they definitely could have done some things better. But at the same time, no, we've never gone through anything like this before, other than, you know, the bubonic plague or whatever, but it's not really
good times.
It's not really comparable to what's going on now, and no one knows how to treat the situation exactly. And you know, the exams have never had to go through circumstances like this. So although it's easy to get angry at the government and get angry at your school maybe, or whoever is dictating what's happening in your life right now, try to remember that no one really knows what's going on, and people are trying their best. And I do think that regardless of the decisions made, the decisions that are made are being made, in this country at least, for the betterment of everyone in terms of health, you know, globally, or maybe like in a more universal sense. Now, I know like there's some people whose mental health maybe might deteriorate loads because of these choices being made, but you know, it's a tough decision, and it's a tough time for absolutely everyone. And it's totally understandable to like be angry at everyone, and especially the people in charge. But everyone is just trying their best, I think, in these like insanely uncertain times, and just trying to do the best for everyone involved.
Yeah, I was thinking in the whole lead up, and I felt that they were dragging it out for very long before they made this announcement, and all the Leaving Cert juniors were going, what about us? What's happening? Because I think from the, as I was thinking that, there was no decision that they were going to make that was going to please everyone like this. That was never going to happen, because the situation is so unfair on apps. Like, it's affected absolutely everyone on the planet. So yeah, from the very moment that they closed the schools on the 13th of March, the situation became completely unfair on everyone in school, especially those doing their Leaving Cert this year, because they're supposed to be going on to third level or whatever they wanted to do come September. And I see a lot of people are taking to online to shout about what we should be doing. Why can't we be doing what other countries are doing, like outright cancelling the exams, like the Netherlands and England have cancelled other exams. And I don't want to act like any kind of expert on this, because I absolutely haven't. But I just know that Ireland's system isn't suitable to do to just outright cancel the exams. Like, there's just no way they could have done it. But I think they would have if that were the case. But and that just kind of goes to show really how outdated our system is, that this, something they never planned for, completely threw the entire, public education assessment, like that they weren't able to go ahead with these 2 weeks of exams. And now they're all panicking going, oh my God, this is huge. How do we assess these future adults going into education? So I kind of hope, following all this, and it really is a shame that this current generation of 6 years are the guinea pigs for this, because it is, I'll say it so many times, it's so unfair for them, and my heart really does go out to them. But I hope it will be a model for how state education should be assessed in future, and you know, hopefully more continuous assessments and not this massive 2 week, or like this big massive exams in 2 weeks that you have the pressure on to do well in that one go. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah. And like, don't get me wrong, you definitely have a right to be angry. They could have informed students a lot earlier than now, because let's be honest, it was pretty clear from at least 2 or 3 weeks ago that the exams were not going to go ahead in June, or you know, there was going to be something else in place. So it was unfair to leave people in the dark for so long.
So long.
But what I think you can take solace in that is that I think they know at this point that they've made some mistakes, and that they've been really unfair on students. And I really think they're going to take that into account when it comes to how they move forward with third level education or, you know, getting the CAO points and all that, I think you're going to have an easier time in terms of more lenient marking schemes.
Absolutely.
There's definitely going to be easier ways of getting your course there. You want everyone to start into the third level education as soon as possible. So start of October, I think, was the date they were saying. They are going to try and facilitate that as much as possible. So I know it's like frustrating now and like, oh my God, another 2 or 3 months of this. And oh my God, the stress.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah,
like that is, you're allowed to feel that. But I think you can take some peace and solace in the thought that they're going to make it easier on you in the long term.
It has to be so lenient this year, because I just keep thinking about if this was me doing my Leaving Cert, if this happened, all the things that, there were so many subjects we were so behind on that we hadn't finished half the syllabus, like that there was still, we were doing extra classes right up until the Leaving Cert trying to cover everything. And the idea of just not being in school to learn at all and then having these 3 months dragged out and not knowing when it's going to end, it just must be so stressful. How do you think you would have felt if this happened when you were doing your Leaving Cert?
I would have been okay, I think, because I think I would have immediately thought, okay, well, they're just going to make this easier on us.
They have to, yeah.
I think I would have definitely been worried about maths, because we were really behind on the syllabus. And that, along with other subjects, we really like, those last couple of weeks are important for a lot of people if you haven't had teachers who are like really on the ball and ready with the courses. And I know some teachers online trying to give their lessons, and I'm sure that's working for some of you, but maybe not as effectively as in class. And then there are some students where the teachers are giving almost no support. It's like, the thing with this whole situation is it's tough because everyone is experiencing it in a really different way. You know, you have some people who are really like, the schools who have really embraced technology so far are probably doing quite well because they're just used to doing all this stuff. And then you have schools who maybe never really use technology, or people who don't even have their own laptop at home and can't really carry out their own study online or learning online. So you have really like various types of people who are advantaged and disadvantaged in different ways. Like, yeah, so it's just, everyone's going to be feeling differently about it because everyone is like shot into this situation in completely different circumstances. Some people will take it in their stride. Some people maybe mentally can't handle this. Some people don't have the support, the educational support, to carry this out by themselves, and 2 weeks back in school before the exams isn't going to be enough.
Yeah, because I just seen something recently about someone who got recently diagnosed with COVID-19, and they were like a single parent, and their oldest, who was doing the Leaving Cert, had to be the prime caregiver caretaker of the rest of the family. Like, and that's just crazy. Do you know, like, you're supposed to be studying for your Leaving Cert and suddenly you're the head of the household looking after everyone. So it's just, and then you think of other, just in general, there's so many families that, or just think in general, when people are moved away from the same environment of everyone learning in school to suddenly having that on a home, and everyone's home situation across the country, across the 55,000 Leaving Cert students that there are, there's so many various different kinds of home situations there, and some people are so much better off than others, and there's some students who like, who will never get a moment's peace and quiet in their house to do the work that they need to do to prepare for their Leaving Cert. So like, it is so unfair, and you, as much as you can think about this, I assure you that the people who are correcting this are thinking about this too. The government are thinking about this. They know how this is, so the situation is so unequal now, even more so than it was before, so they have to take that into account.
Yeah, and like, okay, I think we're probably rambling a bit and just talking. I think the main point that myself and Nessa want to make across here is that we see you, and we acknowledge that everyone is going through a tough time in different ways, and it's completely valid. You're allowed to feel completely disappointed. You're allowed to feel completely fine. People might get angry at you for feeling fine, but if this is the best choice for you, then that's fine. And again, it's just completely uncharted waters and you're allowed to feel whatever way you feel right now. But I think, Nessa, should we maybe talk about the different events that have happened and how people can kind of tackle that head on and how people can sort of adjust their lives around that, and our tips? Or
First off, not forgetting the poor old junior certs. The junior cert was announced in the most recent announcement by the government, the junior cert was officially cancelled.
So it was cancelled, and if you're listening and you're in junior cert and you're disappointed, then that's fine. I know I keep saying that's fine, and I guess you know at this point that your feelings are valid regardless of what you're feeling. It's okay. I think I would personally rejoice. I think a lot of students will be like, oh, amazing, I don't have exams. And, you know, you can start the summer as much as you would start the summer, let's say, in these situations. Yeah. But if you're someone who has done a lot of study and really wanted this, you know, the junior cert for a lot of people is kind of this momentous thing that happens that you have to go through in your life and that everyone else talks about all the time. And you worked really hard and you wanted that to come through.
You wanted to say that you did the junior cert, yeah, and you got your results.
Yeah. But I think don't worry too much about that, because they said that there is going to be some sort of assessment on in September. You will be able to shine and show how well you can perform in exams and things like that. So just try and take this announcement as well as you can and think, okay, it's done for the best intentions, you know, it's for the health of the country. And just if possible, just do try to look at it in a positive light and think, okay, I can, you know, use your time. If you're the studious type, you don't have to stop learning now. You can still, you know, like I said, there's still going to be stuff in September. So maybe take it easy. There's no huge pressure now, but do try and keep up the revision and do a little bit every now and then. You're still technically in school time. And that won't be over till the end of May. So keep it up and do whatever your teacher tells you to do if they do tell you to do stuff. And take every day as it comes. There's no need to try and like plan ahead because this thing is so uncertain. So just try not to get overwhelmed with the unknown. Just take every day as it is and try to be as positive and grateful that that this is all that's happening, that your exams are changing slightly. But it really is, the junior cert in the first place isn't the end of the world. We say that in a lot of other podcasts, that it's not this huge thing. It's just a little marker of how well you're getting on, and you still will get that in some form or other. So just try to stay calm and collected about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want tips for how to just maintain the structure for when you're studying at home for the, you know, the junior cert, I said the junior cert there with inverted commas and forgot this is a podcast. But like, you'll still be doing assessments, so like, if you still want to maintain a kind of a structure, keeping in mind that you will be doing some sort of exams when all of this is over, then we have so many other blogs and podcasts about how to study at home, making a study plan, you know, maintaining a kind of structure to kind of maintain your sanity, really, so that you feel a sense of normality around this absolutely mad time.
So yeah, I suppose, yeah, the next event, let's say, is as we all know, the Leaving Cert has been postponed until July and August, and I suppose let's just tackle a couple of statements, let's say, that are kind of being thrown around at the moment. So one of them is, this is an extra 2 months of stress and study that I hadn't planned for. So yes, that is what it is for a lot of people, and there's no real avoiding it. There's just the way you approach it. You know, we've talked about this in another podcast about how to change your attitude, how to keep a positive attitude. And this isn't the time for like plugging our positive attitude podcast, because, you know, it's unprecedented times.
Yeah, and we recorded it in a very different circumstances. Yeah, I believe it was a really sunny day and we were just in a great mood in general.
Yeah, so of course you're allowed to not feel totally positive right now and just be like, oh, I can spin this to be a good thing. But try not to see it as this is the worst. And I think to be fair, most of the reactions I've seen is every student seems to be, look, we know that people are having a much worse time and that the situation is dire and it's not all about students and we're not priority and we get that. And so I don't think it's that anyone thinks that they're the worst ones off in the situation. But it is tough, you know, having an extra 2 months prolonged of so many people would have been working towards a deadline. So many people would have kind of had that date circled in their calendar for the past year and working towards it. And now to have that pushed back, it's going to be a blow. But yeah,
unprecedented, as we like to say in these times.
Yeah, all you can do is just think of it as the best decision that can be made right now. You will get through it. Trust us. Humans are really, really adverse. And 2 months of study might seem like a huge undertaking at the moment, mentally, physically, probably. But you can do it. You have done so much study up until now. The thing is, because it's later, you can probably tone it back a little bit, even if you don't have the classroom time and you won't get as much active learning in. You don't have to maybe have as intense days. You can give yourself a break, like especially in these times, it's really important to keep things that are kind of making you happy and keeping you sane outside of study. Yeah, so I suppose just rein it in a little bit, or, you know.
Because you have more time now, you're able to kind of space out. You're not trying to cram everything you need to know into before the 3rd of June. And I know it can be really difficult to see it that way when you're kind of taking all this learning upon yourself. But this is kind of the most positive spin you can put on it, that you can really space out how much you still have to know. You can go on the StudyClix questions by topic page and use it to see what topics you haven't covered yet. So yeah, this is the most positive spin we can put on this. You have extra time and use it. I know it's so much more difficult when you don't have the active learning environment and a teacher telling you. But in terms of this global pandemic happening now, as opposed to 20 years ago when all of this online technology didn't exist, imagine how terrible it would have been for Leaving Cert students if this happened 20 years ago. The best thing you can do is make use of all of the online technology available to you. There's resources for absolutely everything under the sun. So many videos, so many podcasts, so many notes of all various different kinds, you know. People on TikTok covering Macbeth, it's kind of make the best of every resource available to you that you can.
Yeah, just take your learning into your own hands. And people get really creative in these situations as well. You know, maybe you could have Zoom study sessions with your friends and you learn from each other that way, or you find a really cool website or maybe a YouTube channel who is almost as good as your teacher for explaining different concepts. And remember that they are going to put you back into the classroom. I think it's not confirmed, but I'm pretty sure that they do want to incorporate at least 2 weeks of classroom time before anyone sits any exams. So you will have this time, and that mightn't seem like a lot because obviously you were meant to have more before this whole thing started. But think again that A, they are going to be more lenient about this. They are going to be sounder when they're marking things. They're going to take into account that you didn't get classroom time. So don't worry. It's not going to be marked as if you did have all the classroom time.
Yeah, none of this is your fault.
Yeah, and B, your brain is pretty cool. And I sort of feel like if you're going to be in this 2 week, if you know you have 2 weeks, if it is 2 weeks, and you know you have 2 weeks, everyone is going to be so focused. You're going to be the most focused of your life in those 2 weeks. And you will probably achieve far more than you would in, let's say, 4 or 5 weeks. Because if you were just going to school normally, it might have moved a bit slower and your teacher would have been like, oh, it's okay, we have time. I'll let people mess around a bit. Or even you yourself mightn't be too concentrated in class, whereas it's going to be like an Easter revision grind course or something like this, you know? And
Your brain will be in full drive.
Yeah, but those courses are really effective and people like take in so much information in 2 weeks in those kind of revision courses. And I think it's possible.
I remember I did a maths thing in UCC over Easter, and I learned the entire Leaving Cert maths syllabus across 2 weekends. It's incredible. So I just, yeah, like you said, I think your brain gets very relaxed when it's just in school and there's no immediate pressure or deadlines. But in those 2 weeks of school time that, you know, you should be getting before the postponed Leaving Cert, your brain is going to be just hyper focused. And you'll be so much more capable than you could ever thought you were.
Yeah. And like, look, there's only so much you can do without a teacher. We're not trying to pretend like you can just teach yourself the rest of the course now and do the exams and it's grand. We do realize that a lot of people need teachers and need that direction. But try to manage it as much as you can outside of the classroom. Do as much as you can, because that'll make the job easier for you and the teacher when you do get back into that classroom time. You can just sort of like, you have a head start, let's say, and then you don't have to spend as much time getting familiar with topics if you've already familiarized yourself with them. Even if you don't fully understand them and you need extra help, at least if you can save everyone in the class and your teacher a bit of time by trying to just familiarize yourself with these things that you haven't done yet, or doing as much of revision as possible so that you have less revision to do in class when you do get that classroom time. So just use the time as much as you can. Obviously, we said like take breaks. Yes, super important as well. But do keep on top of everything and familiarize yourself with any new content that you have to do when you get back in class, because it will make those 2 weeks really valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the reaction that I'm seeing from students online is, you know, oh, summer has been officially cancelled for sixth year, and like so much for my sixth year holiday and all this. And I know that's such a bummer, and it might, when it was like the summer of freedom that you were looking to for so long, it can just be completely heartbreaking. But I think an important thing to think of in this situation is, as soon as this whole outbreak happened, summer was cancelled for everyone.
Yeah, it's not like it would have gone ahead. It's not like everyone else is gonna go and be out in the streets partying while you guys now have to study. Realistically, that's not what's happening.
Everyone's still gonna be indoors.
Yeah. It's terrible, you know, especially because everyone who is older than you and has done the Leaving Cert always feels like they can impart such wisdom, like, you know, me and Nessa on this podcast basically the whole time.
It's our whole brand.
It's all we do. But, you know, you have some people who are like, oh, the Leaving Cert this, the Leaving Cert that, and it really builds up this image in your mind, you know. It's like a life moment, you know, one of these things that you always remember. And then when it suddenly just kind of gets thrown out of array, it's kind of, you feel like you're being cheated out of a part of your life almost, you know.
Yeah,
you're missing this this amazing moment at the end of June, and then you get the rest of the summer, or like Nessa said, the Leaving Cert holiday if you had one planned, or whatever you had planned, or maybe your grad is, it's something that everyone wants to go through, and then if that's taken from you, that is a bad situation to be in, and it must be horrible. And like, we both really feel for you, and I think a lot of people really feel for you in this situation. But again, it just can't happen, you know. And I think everyone, you're all being really reasonable in this situation, that it's for the best that these things don't happen right now. But to be honest, and I think Nessa agrees with me, as someone who has gone through it and who has gone through the Leaving Cert, obviously, and had this like the post Leaving Cert experience and whatever, you're going to have much better times throughout your life. Yeah. You know, it's not all about this one summer after the Leaving Cert, or it's not even all about the Leaving Cert. We say this all the time as well on the podcast, that there's so much other things, there's so many other things that are going to happen that'll be so much more amazing than the Leaving Cert summer that you didn't have, you know. And if nothing else, you can always be like, oh yeah, I did the Leaving Cert in 2020, and then everyone be like, oh my god, whoa, that was the year of the coronavirus. And it, you know, it's almost, yeah, it might be something that you look back on in a couple of years time and be like, oh god, that's gas, or like things that you might bond with other people who went through it or something like that. So it might seem,
yeah,
like
it's historic.
The whole thing again, like, it's so unpredictable. Something amazing might come out of this, you know, that we're seeing a lot of community spirits, or like people coming together. Something amazing could happen, and you know, that you end up having a really amazing experience. And maybe that's being too positive about it, but I think you kind of have to be you have to be like that and try and just think something good is going to happen because of this. Karma is going to come around and I'm going to get something good because I missed out on something and therefore the universe will get me back. I don't know. Just even if you don't believe in anything like that, try and come up with something to just calm or like to keep you sane and think about how you're not really missing out on too much because your life is going to be filled with a lot of other amazing and funny and great summers and experiences, and this one Leaving Cert summer is not what defines you or what is going to be the best thing of your life, because there's a lot more waiting for you out there after this pandemic lol.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that there's like some people might say, like the Leaving Cert summer with between grads and debs and holidays, it kind of feels like a bit of a rite of passage. And yeah, I did have good crack during that summer, but it is far from the best summer of my life. Far, far, far from it. And I don't think I can talk to anyone else who said the best summer of their life was the summer after Leaving Cert. You're going to have so many other good summers. I think the summer after this one is going to be incredible. Can you imagine the lust for life people are going to have after this, having been locked up for so long?
Oh,
it's just
time.
Going to be like, I would recommend, and I've seen this going around, people making a list of things that they're looking forward to doing once this is over. And it's just like, oh, having a picnic by the canal with my friends, hugging my friends for
what's on the top of your list?
Top of my list, hugging my friend for 20 minutes straight.
Mine is getting an ice cream.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I know, it's the ice cream.
I mean, I know I could get an ice cream now technically, but I just want to like walk the sunny streets with an ice cream cone in my hand and just be like, life, you know?
Yeah, I went to Centra the other day and you know how they have like a smooch counter for like this really like bougie ice creams?
Oh, love smooches.
Obviously that was closed because that's not really high priority in this situation, but I was just like, I'm really looking forward to getting a smooch again.
There's a soundbite.
Oh no, a smooch. And yeah, I had lots of travel plans for the summer that obviously all got cancelled. It was supposed to be a great summer for traveling, but COVID-19 said, I don't think so. So I'm looking forward to basically doing that.
You can, yeah, I mean, you can take, if you're feeling like you're being hard done by,
just everyone is in the same boat, yeah.
So many people's plans are cancelled. You could just, yeah, take solace in the fact that everyone is suffering with you, even if it's not in the same capacity. Everyone will, you know, this thing won't last forever. It is temporary, and try to keep that in your mind as well. Like if you're catastrophizing and being like, oh my God, I'll never get over this, I'll never get past this. Yes, you will. You will 100%. These things don't last forever. They won't last forever. And, you know, your life will move on. You'll get things done. And it is just temporary. And
it will end, yeah.
And things, life will move on and the wheels will start turning and you'll go and you'll live your life and you'll go to college, and if that's what you have planned, or you'll get a job or you'll go traveling, and oh my God, there's so much out there for you. And it doesn't all, like, it's put on pause, yes, but it's not cancelled forever. So just don't worry.
Yeah. I know it's so much harder to imagine now, because before it was like you could see the date of your final exam on the calendar and you're like, oh, that's just the date of freedom and all this. And like, while that's harder to imagine now, because as we're recording this, there isn't even a certain date arranged for the Leaving Cert, but like, it is so, while that doesn't exist, it is so imperative that you remember it will end. There is an end to this. You know, just because you don't know when doesn't mean it won't end. And just hold on to that thought. Hold on to what's going to happen when this is all over. Because it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Life will be fine.
Yeah. So, like, would you have any advice for the Leaving Certs now who are just lost and don't really know how to navigate the whole situation?
I just want to reiterate my point about using all of the tools online that are available to you. Zoom or group chat, video call with your friends, study sessions, all that jazz. Another thing I want to say, being the social media person for StudyClicks, I was kind of glued to social media, especially in the last few days when people knew that there was an announcement coming and the kind of the tensions were running higher. And it just seemed like absolutely everyone with an Instagram or a Twitter account had an opinion on the Leaving Cert and how Leaving Cert people should feel. And I'm seeing people in their 30s and their late 20s going, well, I was in Leaving Cert and I was this, and Leaving Cert should be feeling this way. my advice is just, if you can, I know social media can be like an escape. It's what you do on your 5 minute study break. But oh my God, if you can avoid it, there's just so many septic opinions on it right now from people who just do not matter. Please, I've been seeing Leaving Cert people get into fights with people like 10 years older than them. And I'm just telling you, it's not worth it. They don't know what you're going through, and there's no point in telling them. And a lot of people feeling very self-righteous. So if I feel like,
ignore the Twitter politicians.
Stop. Yeah, it's, if you can, just don't engage with anyone, because it's only just going to rile you up. And there's nothing it's really no point in wasting time focusing on stuff that's completely out of your control, because all of this is out of all of our control.
Yeah. I think just as a final note, I think it's important that maybe a lot of you that are listening are probably fine with the recent announcements. Maybe not 100% fine, but sort of like, okay, look, it is what it is. But I don't know how to manage my learning from home, because that's completely fair if you've never done it before, other than revision. So I think a common thing that's I've seen from our users, people saying that they just have no idea how to motivate themselves to start studying now because they don't have to get up for school in the mornings and so on. So I would just some quick tips on that for those of you who are wondering, and those of you struggling with getting motivated and getting started, would be like our number one golden rule: make a plan. For every day, make it the night before if you can.
Can't go wrong with a plan.
I just love plans.
I just adore them.
A lot of you. Checklists. Checklists are the most satisfying thing ever. You write something down and then you tick it off and it feels so satisfying.
Wow,
so
wonderful.
Do that, you know, every night before you go to bed, make your schedule or your checklist for the next day and try to do as much of it. Be easy on yourself. If you don't get stuff done, it's okay. But the important thing is that you have some sort of like loose schedule and plan so that you can try and follow it, because obviously you're going to have no idea where to start or what to do if you don't have anything planned.
Yeah.
So do plan. And then the second thing that kind of goes hand in hand with that is try and break things down as much as possible. We hear a lot of the time like, oh, there's so much to do. I just don't know where to start. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing exactly. A lot of that will become a lot more clearer if you just break things down. So generally, like subject by subject, you know, you break it down topic by topic. StudyClicks does that for you. So please use the questions by topic page if you can. That will make things a lot easier. If you do like a topic a day and maybe do the questions by topic, you could try a quiz on our quizzes tool. Mm-hmm. You could use the flashcards. There's so much on the website that you can use to try and to study a topic. So just break things down, put smaller chunks of study into your schedule, and don't just sort of be specific, don't be vague. We have all these tips in our various blogs, so do check out our blogs. We don't want to ramble because we've already been going on pretty long here on this podcast. But if you do need extra advice and you feel like you do want someone to talk to, you can talk to us at any point. Message us via the site, or you can email us at info@studyclicks.ie. Also remember that if you don't already have a StudyClicks upgraded account and want one, we are giving €10 off all our upgrades at the moment. So just use the code HOMESTUDY, it's in all caps, and that'll give you €10 off.
All one word, HOMESTUDY. Yep. And you can use that as well to upgrade from Plus to Premium if you'd like. And like that, another way of contacting us is through any of our social medias, which I manage. So we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. You can send a message on any of those. And also on TikTok, it's just me doing the renegade dance. I'm joking, we're not on TikTok. But could you imagine? Yet, coming too soon. The isolation boredom could get to me. But yeah, like those. The Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. I should mention Snapchat is a little harder to find us, but we're study_clicks if you want to follow us there. I post unusual study tips every Tuesday and Thursday, so it's worth adding us on Snapchat for that.
Yeah, and in terms of recording other podcasts, if we feel like if you want us to talk about anything else, maybe on this topic or anything else, send us a message on any of those platforms that we just mentioned, and we will look into it. We will do our best. If there is a demand for more of this kind of stuff, we can do another Zoom podcast, me and Nessa. Otherwise, we have some other pre-recorded stuff that we can set live in the next couple of weeks, just general study things. So the podcast will still be going to give you a bit of comfort if you need it. And otherwise, just get in touch and don't be a stranger if times are hard and if this is affecting you particularly badly. You're not alone. Talk to friends, talk to someone who you trust, or talk to us if you need to. There's someone out there for you to.
If we can help in any way, we will do our very best.
Yeah.
We will all get through this together.
Yeah, we're going to get through this together. It's not the end of the world. It's hard times, but as a community, as a world, I think that everything will be okay. I truly do think so. And the exams will happen one way or another, and you'll do great. Even with the hardships that you've had to endure as part of this, you're still going to do fantastically, and your results are going to reflect the hard work that you do at whatever point you've done it or are about to do it. You will get where you need to be. You will take the path in life that you're supposed to take. Things will work out for the best in the end. So just keep smiling, get through it, and
be a part of history.
You can and you will do this. Everyone and everything is going to work out okay. So just trust in that and take a deep breath. Take a deep breath in and breathe it all out again. Everything is okay.
God, it's a shame that motivational speaking wasn't on the CAO, because I feel like both of us should have gone for that.
Wow.
600 points.
We only found our calling.
What a shame. Okay, well, I suppose we'll sign off there. Emer,
sign off there.
What's the German for good night?
Gute Nacht.
Gute Nacht.
Close enough. so a very good night. We're recording this at nighttime, in case anyone is wondering, but maybe you're listening to this in the morning and you're confused.
Good night.
Yeah, stay safe out there, guys. We're thinking of you, and
yeah, get in touch if you need to. Best of luck. We're thinking of you.
Bye.